Lawrence. All right, Mr. Lawrence, could you please, for the record, state your full name and your ABC number?
My name is Charles O. Lawrence, ABC number 254165.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on July 23rd. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that paper that you signed that day is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself in this hearing?
I'll just represent myself.
Okay, so the attorney's optional, but it's your right. I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are conducting your hearing. If you look to your right, so my left, at the very end is the Honorable Lincoln Yonas. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. On my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel lead today. We also have with us in the room Mr. Turner. And I, you know, this control has changed over here. Do you know how to change this screen? So I just don't know how to use the computer screen here. And Mr. Johnson probably does. I just don't know how to make it do the other way to you. I'm sorry, Mr.
Johnson.
Yeah. Well, we'll carry on. I was going to show you Mr. Turner on the screen, but we don't know how to make the camera go over there, so. We also have Mr. Turner here, and he's with the Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So before we start, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Lawrence and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Lawrence?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Turner.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Lawrence, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, okay, so for phase one, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and when I finish, I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir. So that will be phase one. So here is the allegation, and that is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at your approved placement, that was Gallivan's house at 6001 East 29th Street, Tucson, on or about June 8th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Lawrence, is this true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. All right. Then based on Mr. Lawrence's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in the criminal laser company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Kunis. Okay, Mr. Lawrence, back to you. We'll go to phase two, which is probably the more important phase for you, because that's whether your supervision will be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be back to ask you some questions in just a minute.
Mr. Lawrence was released from ABC custody on 6-8-2018 and arrested on 6-27-2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ABC custody on 6-28-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 4-26-2019 with 19 abscondings. Current conviction, 2014, commitment C, count 1, burglary third degree, 4 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment C, count 2, burglary third degree, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2009, theft, 3 years, 6 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ABC with a CUIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No SCG information is noted, no prior terms of supervision noted. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, possession and manufacturing of intoxicants, promoting contraband and tampering with a security device noted. Other arrests, 2002, theft means of transportation in Illinois, felony conviction, probation. 2002, burglary third degree, Illinois felony conviction, state prison. 2009, burglary third degree, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2009, theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Has a GD score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Lawrence, we also have a brief written summary of your supervision, and as far as your residence, it looks like you were approved to that place, Gallivan's house, but you didn't check in. Where'd you go?
Well, Mr. Lawrence, I had gotten out. I just had one out here. I had gotten out. I went to my parole officer, signed off my paper.
Right, right.
Was literally on my way to the halfway house.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I had retention money. I had like $800 of retention money from the time that I was working in DOC.
Right.
After looking at my years, I honestly didn't even think about relapsing or anything, so it wasn't on my mind. So I didn't take any precautions on not having that much cash on me at one time.
Right.
Because I was going to my halfway house to pay the bill. But on my way there, I ended up in a not good area, because I was the route to the halfway house.
Uh-huh.
And then I ended up relapsing there.
Did you run into somebody you knew, or?
Yes.
Okay, so
you had issues. I ran into somebody I knew, but honestly, like if I'm being honest with you and myself, like on my way there, literally the money was burning a hole in my pocket.
Right.
And I didn't realize how much of a trigger it was going to be until it actually happened right there.
Okay, so we've all heard that phrase, money burning a hole in our pocket. Okay, let's see, were you working at all, sir, or were you looking for a job, or?
No, I actually was looking at, I don't know if you're familiar with Tucson. I had an interview at the Cracker Barrel on the north side of Tucson.
Yep, I know where that is. Okay.
Yep.
All right, and so that you say you had the money and you just ran into somebody and used, what did you use there? What drug was it?
Cocaine.
Cocaine? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you use the entire $800 up?
Then we drew together. I ended up in a hotel room for the week, you know what I mean? So
okay.
I had somewhere to stay.
Okay.
But yeah, when we drew together, it's one of those things that once I started,
right,
it was until I didn't have anymore.
Okay. Now, did it occur to you to call your parole officer and ask for some help there?
Actually, it did at the, I'm going to be honest with you, during the time when I was still having money during the week, you know, I can't have money to be able to do it, but it really didn't.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was at the end, it did occur to me. There's a friend of mine, there's a friend of mine that his dad is an officer, and after about a week, I was talking to him, and I had him run my name to see if I had a violation yet, because I didn't want to come back to prison yet, but I was going to go talk to my bill.
Okay.
But he ran my name, and there was already a violation, there was already a warrant for my arrest.
Okay.
So what I did is I was trying to get, I had an interview at Cracker Barrel, and I had a intake interview for Rob Montero. So I was trying to get everything lined up before I went in to present my baby, you know what I mean?
Right, right, okay. Because quite often, PS will work with you, and they can even cross your warrant. Depending on, depending on what has happened and how you approach the situation. What were you doing when Tucson PD picked up?
I was coming out of Circle K, and I was at Circle K, and it was that area of town was not a good area, so they were coming in, and as they were going by, there were like six of us that were out there, and they were just coming and seeing what we were doing, and it ran my name and I ended up warrant.
Okay, and this was your friends that had the cocaine?
Yes.
Okay, so they probably knew. If they didn't know you, they knew some of the group.
They knew.
Yeah.
Right, they knew the environment.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And have you tried drug treatment before?
Not honestly, not seriously. I had done like the NA, just straight meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out for me for a little bit, just because you put yourself around good people.
Right.
same ad.
Right.
But actually, this time, like, I was so, all right with myself, like, I was doing, like, I got back in the church and stuff, but it wasn't even, like, I don't even know what I was thinking, I wasn't really focused on my recovery because I didn't think I had a problem anymore. Because there's no, I mean, granted, you know there's drugs in prison, but there's not my family had a problem with cocaine. And there was no cocaine in prison, so it wasn't a problem for me.
Right.
So this is the longest that I've ever done. So after doing 4.5 years, I'm all right, I had my job line, what I wanted to do, get a job, go back to school, I had all that lined up.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that I didn't realize at the time that this is gonna be like an ongoing thing for me. It's gonna have to be something that I constantly keep on the forefront and keep in mind and not let it slip that, oh, I'm good, I'll be all right.
Yes, sir, that's the way it is for most people. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have a question for you. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Lawrence, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the chance to make a final statement. If there's anything else you thought, gee, I wish I told him this. Is there anything else you can think of that you haven't already told us?
There's a question that I actually have for you guys.
Okay.
I was informed afterwards that there's a reentry program in Tucson.
Yeah.
At SACAC. Now, I understand that if obviously a violate, I astounded, you don't know or don't want to give me the second chance, which is understandable, but I do have a request that it is denied. When I get out, finish my complete term, is there any way prior to that, like 30 days prior to that, that you can approve that I get released then to go to the reentry program, that way I have a better chance for my transition? Because I know me, and I don't know if this is what I'm going to be saying, but if I get out with no supervision or nothing, I do think I'll have a better chance if I have that transition period to get me transitioned from incarceration to the street, so it's not just all at once, here, you're free, go do what you're going to do.
Right. It is, and it is easier for many people to have some supervision. Unfortunately, this board doesn't have any authority to place you anymore. We're a separate agency from corrections. We're a completely different. So we don't have any authority to do that. But what I hope you can do is, while you're there, take advantage of anything that's there and talk to your CO3, because they will have some ideas about programs that are available in the community once you do get out.
Okay.
But they'll have some places they can refer you and say, have you tried this place or that place? So do that.
I did talk to my CO3 since I've been back. I thought that you guys, because it's through DOC, I didn't know you didn't have anything to do with it.
Right.
But I do have an acceptance letter in the Exodus Community Services.
Good. That's good.
That's an option.
Okay, sir. Well, the board is going to go into discussion, so we do all our discussion in public. Under the open meeting law, so we'll do our discussion and come back in a few minutes here with a decision for you, sir, okay? Just ask me to stay on the phone, just hang out, and we'll be right back with you.
All right.
Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Lawrence sounds very positive toward getting into drug treatment, and I do hope he's going to be able to do that. He's very clear that his problem is cocaine and not the other drugs, thank goodness. But he still has the problem with cocaine. And he's also realized it's going to be a lifetime issue, which it is for most addicts. I am not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision at this time with the 19 abscondes, but I would listen to fellow board members' input. And I don't see any input, so based on information in warrant 2018W1731, a conversation with Mr. Lawrence and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Lawrence was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by absconding for 19 days and using cocaine while he was on community supervision.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson. Oops, agree. Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to Mr. Lawrence. Excuse me. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, as you heard. But we really do hope that you will take advantage of the Exodus House when you get released. In the meantime, both N and NA are available to you, and you know, as you said, that those can be very effective. So continue working with that. We wish you the best, sir. Really enjoyed talking to you today. And if you give the phone back to the COs, we'd appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.